Yeah, I did a pretty long, a month-long temporary assignment in Tripoli, Libya, in the summer of 2012. And I left Libya just about a week before the Benghazi attack happened in September 2012. And I had a great time in Libya. It was really interesting. They had just had their first elections, their first bona fide elections in over 60 years. It was an exciting time. They were trying to form a government. They were also recovering from a ruinous civil war. And it's a little bit of the wild, wild west out there. A lot of people have guns. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of tribal tension. There's a lot of mistrust in that society because of the Gaddafi regime. So it was an exciting, fun time, and you feel a little bit like, I don't know, you feel brave and tough, and you're like
adrenaline's going.
G.I. Joe or something. And I worked with our ambassador, Chris Stevens, who I was a great friend and mentor to me. But there were moments in Libya where I was like, we're out here. We're out here, and we're doing this work, and it's important. But we're sort of going where no one else has gone before us. We're setting up our embassy there. We're making contacts with these new government. We don't know these people. So it was really expeditionary diplomacy. And I enjoyed it, and I had a great time. But then a week later, after I got back, I was safely in my office in Geneva, Switzerland, and I heard about the Benghazi attack, and I heard that we had lost Chris. And I thought to myself, we really were operating in a dangerous environment. You have to take responsibility for your personal safety, and you have to take responsibility for the safety of those around you, too. And so that was an important lesson. And I think it's good when you do the kind of work that I do and you go the kind of places that I go to be aware of the risks. Commerce gave me a lot of perspective. Like, you learn what the big stuff is, and you learn what the small stuff is.